That's real shit. I might get into that. I know about that shit though. Check it out. In the year 1776, America gained their independence from King George III. This is the Declaration of Independence, which was signed on July 4, 1776. This had nothing to do with black people gaining freedom because black people were still slaves at the time. So the Declaration of Independence didn't apply to black people. So there's no need. So there's no need for blacks to celebrate the 4th of July. July 4, 1776 was all about the so-called Americans gaining their freedom, white people. The reason we call them so-called Americans is because America was the land that was stolen from the Indians / Dravidians, and they were the original citizens of the land called America. Black people did not gain their so-called independence from Americans until January. I need to change that until January 1st, 1863. So really, this is the correct Black Independence Day and not the 4th of July. 1863. Black Independence Day is considered the Emancipation Proclamation. What did emancipation mean to the new African people? Emancipation only meant that blacks were free from slavery, but if they choose to live in America, then they will become subject to the jurisdiction of the United States of America, which is the government. What does this mean? This basically means that when black people get free, when black people got free from one slave master, they were given another slave master here in America, which was the government. Citizens of the United States or citizens of the United States of America means that you are citizens of the government. Citizens of American means that you are citizens of the American land. Big difference here. If you are citizens of the United States of America, then you are subject to the jurisdiction of the government, and you are subjects, / objects of the government. Then you fall under the government rules and the government laws. Here is Article 10, the Eighth Amendment on the Bill of Rights. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted on its citizens. Now, what does this mean? This means that the government can't be required to use excessive fines, bails, or cruel and unusual punishment to its citizens. And the type of citizens they are talking about are American citizens, which we are not, because we are subject to the United States of America and not citizens of America. Big difference. In the mid-1800s, there was a black man named Dred Scott who sued the federal court for his freedom. This case was argued in federal court in 1856 and decided in 1857. In this case, the Supreme Court ruled that Americans of African descent, whether free or slave, were not American citizens and could not sue in federal court. This was before, you know what I'm saying, the Emancipation Proclamation. In the case Plessy versus Ferguson in 1896, 33 years, after the Declaration of Independence, there were rulers in this case which established the doctrine of black people being separate but equal. And the Supreme Court interpreted the 14th Amendment in this way, in a way that did not require the federal government, which is the United States, to protect black people from violence and allow seemingly race neutral laws to be applied in unequal ways, which means that the cops or military can come into the black communities and commit acts of violence against them too, and they won't be protected by the law. In the 1960s era, white people was tricked by the government, the United States, and they also became subject to the jurisdiction of the government. So whites gave up their rights as American citizens to also become subjects and slaves to the government of the United States of America. Remember, United States or the United States of America represent the government. Because the United States is a government corporation. American citizens are free persons and of this land and not under government rule. And if you're not under government rule, then the government are required by laws to treat you very different than those who are under government rules. Now check this out. The whole catch to this shit is that the United States, or when they say United States or United States of America, like when the president say, I'm the president of these United States of America. United States, breaking it down, that means us. All right? United States just means governments. So when he says I'm the president of these United States of America, he's just saying that I'm the OG when it comes to all these governments. Now, these each government is over each state. All he's saying is that I'm the OG over all these governments. So when motherfuckers saying I'm an American, I'm a citizen of the United States of America, you a citizen of them. And when you a citizen of them, their laws apply. So if you a citizen of them, you're not a citizen of America. It's a big difference. See, if you was a citizen of America, then shit won't be happening to black people the way it was be happening to them and shit. If you were a citizen of America.
Yeah, hold on. Trying to get this fire for it. Hey, make sure your shit turned back on. Right. 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 Still an American citizen. So let me make sure that I understand what you're saying. So what you're saying is there is a fundamental difference between an American citizen and a citizen of the United States, of the United States of America. So you're saying that a citizen of the United States of America is merely a subject of a corporation, of a business corporation of the United States of America, and subject to all of the rules and regulations and bylaws that they make. But as an American citizen, then that's native. That's you being a citizen of the land.
Exactly.
And so what laws are you subject to as American citizen?
Shit, as American citizen, basically just whatever law you set.
Whatever law. So you saying you a law unto yourself as an American citizen?
Yeah, as American citizen, that mean you American citizen mean you of the land. You got to understand.
Of the land.
This right here give you an answer. This you got to understand. Remember this now. This is big facts. In July 4, 1776, that's when America got established.
That's when it gained its independence.
That's when it gained independence
from Britain.
Right. That's when it gained the independence, but this when it came in, we talking law and shit now. You understand what I'm saying? This is when they became what they is. United States of America, that has a birth date too. See, people think America and the United States of America began in 1776. No, nigga. America started in 1776. The United States of America started in 1871.
In 1871,
the United States of America started in 1871.
Okay, in 1871, what was the historical act that made the United States of America the United States of America? What was done because?
See, I'm about to tell you. Check it. I'm about to tell you what they did to trick you. This you gotta understand. The United States and the United States of America is the same shit. It's the same thing.
I understand it's the same thing. I understand that what they did is they took the American land and the America itself and made it the United States of America. So they divided the land into borders of states and made it 52. Well, actually combined together is 48. The other two is separate from the body of the Union, correct?
But see, you missing the point though. The point is, see, that's the tricknology that they give to everybody about you. See, we think land and dividing land, because see, when we think United States of America, we think everything as a whole. You understand what I'm saying? We think all that shit go together. See, that's the tricknology that they use. That's the stories and everything they put out there. You understand what I'm saying? Fact of the matter is, when they say United States and United States of America, they talking about a set of people right there. That whole title right there, United States. And the United States of America means only this right here. Governments. That's all it means. It means governments and the president, the corporation, the secretary, the treasurer of state. It's a corporation. It's a structure. Just like you got your organization, you got your lieutenants, your captains, and all. It's set up. It's a corporation.
The United States of America is the corporation.
United States and United States of America is the same thing, at the same thing, really. So yeah, that's a corporation right there.
Okay, well, my question to you is this right here, because I want to be able to coherently understand exactly what you're saying when you're saying there's a distinguish between an American citizen and the citizen who is of the United States of America.
Right.
Now, you said clearly, which makes sense just now, you said that they using tricknology by having us thinking that the United States is divided by land dealing with borders of states. But really, it's talking about two separate people. You're talking about the subjects of the land, the subjects of the United States, the citizens that have been made out of this corporation. And you talking about the American citizen, which is those who claim to be the people.
Citizens of America. Is what they call those are sovereign people. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, sovereign people.
Yeah, they sovereign.
Right.
See, they use that word a lot in law. Sovereign just mean white people.
It means what?
In law terms, that's what it means to them. In law terms, it means white people. Sovereign.
To them.
Yeah, to them. In law terms.
Okay,
they making the laws.
So the white people are the one making the law, so they feel like they're sovereign.
Not just because it go back. You gotta. All right, let's go back to the roots. The roots is in England. You gotta keep in mind, England, Europe run all this shit. It ain't America. It's Europe. All right. See, you gotta keep in mind, America gained. They ain't won their independence. Listen, what it say? It ain't say America won their independence. Why I put that? It said America gained its independence. And they didn't want it. Want it mean they won a war. They ain't win shit on Europe.
Right.
America gained their independence. Like, Europe gave y'all, they nigga, they gave you that shit.
Right.
Like, yo, this your land. And guess who they gave it to? They, only thing they did was, you gotta keep in mind, it go even back. Let's go back to Africa. It go even back when people first came over there. At the end of the day, no matter what it is, even if they had strife and whatever they have amongst each other, whatever the case may be, Britain versus this, at the end of the day, they have one thing that they do know. They do know, and they do know this. We white, and for the sake of our race, we'll come together. You feel me?
Right.
That's one thing they do know. No matter how divided they is, that's one thing that they got over us and over everybody, really, bro.
They say, dude, despite all circumstances, they will come together for their race.
Most definitely. You understand what I'm saying?
How did you say it? You said something in addition to their race.
Huh?
They life and they race?
Say that one more time.
Did you, it sound like you said there was two things that they would come together for?
I can't remember, right? But I'm going to just start back and maybe I catch it. So, all right, now speeding on up. We already know the whole African history and all that. So speed all past that.
Hey, pardon Master Kwale, brother. Have you finished your charge yet?
Yeah, it's done. I'm sure it is, though. Yeah, you might as well say it's good.
All right. Carry on.
Now, go ahead and plug it up first.
I just plug right there in the phone. All right.
So, what Europe did, what Great Britain did, keep Great Britain and all these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
These running, bro. What they did was they opened their jail cells, you feel me? They opened their motherfucking jail cells and they released the ones that was locked in there for criminals. All white people. All these people now. A lot of them. The ones who rebelled, the ones who didn't want to listen. A lot of ones that was a part of them. It's really them. It's just some thugged out ones. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
All the gangster ones. And what they did was they gave them this land. They're like, yo, y'all can go over here because we done went over there, and you know what I mean, we done went over there and damn then did we done smashed the Indians out, you feel me? We done went over there, we done did all that, you know what I'm saying? It's still gonna be some rebellious Indians still over there, you know. We basically paved the, it's their people, so you know they love their people. They basically paved the way, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They paved the way for their people. For the people, when they come over here, that whatever Indians they're over here trying to rebel and doing what they're doing, they'll be able to handle them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, y'all will be able to handle them. Y'all, the land is good. We opening the prison doors. Y'all going over there. Y'all straight. We ain't killing y'all. We ain't putting y'all in prison no more. Because right now, you know what? This how they thinking. They like, yo, we short right now on numbers. You feel me?
Right.
These are minority people on the planet. These are less people on the planet. So they're like, yo, we short on numbers. We got to spread out. We got to do the fuck we need to do. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So they came over here. You understand what I'm saying? And then they basically like, yo, look, check this out. Just so we can try to spread our bloodline or whatever, you take sex slaves like we doing over here, like we've been doing. You take sex slaves, some Indian sex slaves, some black sex slaves, and breed with, not all of them, but maybe just some a little bit, just so we can make more and get our numbers up.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Just like a nigga in the organization recruiting motherfuckers trying to get his numbers up. You might have some fucked up ones, and you have some good ones. Same shit. So they the real gang. You feel me?
Big boy gang.
Yeah, big boy shit. Organized.
That's big boy gang moves. The government is vicious and is capable of slaughter.
People came over here
as gang members.
It was nothing for them because they came over here straight to Stabs. We went straight to Virginia. All right, look, check this out. We opened up marketing. We selling slaves. Yeah, bye. But before they did that, when they released them, this is what they did, though. Once they released them, guess what? These Britain, all these people here, guess where they had a lot of them Africans and shit at?
What at?
The Caribbean island.
In the Caribbean?
That's why you got a lot of blacks over there in Jamaica and Haiti and all that. How you think they got over there? They got over there, you know, over there because the people put the Europeans in Europe put them over there. Why? Because this is called the slave making ground. You understand?
Wow.
This is where they was, you know, this is where they was breaking them in to be slaves. You couldn't just bring some certified motherfucking black people like that from Africa who you just catch or whatever, who been kings and all these motherfuckers, bring them over here and they just bow down like that. Hell nah, nigga. You had to take them somewhere to do this shit. You had to take them where you just got empty land where, guess what? a lot of more people ain't seen it. Cause imagine if all the black people that they got and they didn't do this in front of all the black people. And the black people gonna, they gonna fucking rebel, nigga.
Right.
Cause they looking at this shit like, yo, it's just, yo, we gonna die regardless, so we might as well just go in together. They ain't doing it like that. They got a certain thousands on thousands, millions of black people that they got. You understand what I'm saying? Really, thousands, really, 100,000. That they got and they put them in the motherfucking Caribbean island. Only person that know what they doing to them is them and them people, our people. All the rest of the blacks in Africa and everywhere they got them at don't know what the fuck going on, my nigga. They already got them here.
So right.
What happened was, they been had them here before they decided to let the whites go out of prison and shit. You understand what I'm saying? They been had them there. It's just that as so many years passed by, certain shit getting overcrowded, they came up with certain.
Hey, hold on, brother. Hey, bless. Hey, brother, bless.
So they're like, you know what? This is when they started having their little ciphers and shit. You understand?
Right.
They started getting to talking. You feel me? And they start saying like, you know what? Man, you know what? Them damn blacks we got over there, them the ones they ready to listen. You know what I mean? Because they see they got the blacks listening to them over there in Africa, wherever they at, because they done fucked their ass up. You feel me? So they like, yo, you know, and at the end of the day, when they be needing some obedient ones like that, they'll go pluck them for the market, my nigga. It's like a store, you feel me?
Right.
They're running this shit like a business. They just go pluck some blacks from the market. Okay, send us I'm putting an order and I want 10,000 blacks to come over here. And I'm in England. I'm in bloody England. I need 10,000. We need 5,000 blacks. So we need 1,000 blacks. Okay, I need 600 of them to be women, though. Matter of fact, I know I need 400 women, 300 men, and 300 kids. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
These motherfuckers putting orders in, my nigga. And this is what he was doing. This is how they was, you know what I mean? They was running it like that. The Caribbean islands and shit, that been a place where, that was like the market. That was like your Walmart and shit. You feel me? This is the way they motherfucking breaking the slaves and the free slaves. And the
hold on for a minute. I can barely hear you.
Huh?
You said what now?
This is the way they was breaking slaves and to be slaves. You understand what I'm saying? Over there in the Caribbean islands. That was your Walmart and shit. You understand what I'm saying? So what they doing is how they breaking them in. They got men and women in front of each other, cutting their motherfucking head off in front of the family and the kids, the wife pregnant and all that. They make sure the wife and everybody look at all this shit going on. They make sure the wife and everybody see what's going on. It instills fear, not only in those that's looking, the kids and the women and the adult, not only instills fear in them, but it instills fear in the child and the mother womb.
Right.
Inherit that shit.
Right.
That fear for that people. See, this is what they learned when they first started coming to Africa. The Europeans and the motherfucker Abraham. This is what they was learning from the Africans. You know what? We know about the spirituality and all this inheritance. We know about all that. So they learned that and they applied that and used that. They was like, okay, boom, damn, that's some deep shit right there. We're gonna try. Matter of fact, we're gonna try this too. When they mapping out their plan of taking over this shit. You know what I'm talking about? They started coming up like, yo, this is what we're going to use all that. So that's what they was doing. So even kids that was being born, they was being born damn scared of white people. You feel me?
Right.
Scared of white people. Let me tell you something I heard, right? The other day I heard, and I don't say this as disrespect. I say this as a lack of consciousness on the brother's behalf. The other day I was sitting in his cell. And keep in mind, I know motherfucking police and shit, and a lot of these black police, they ain't shit neither. You feel me? So I understand that. But when I heard in this, I heard that, I don't know, I know it had to be a black lady. You feel me? Whoever she was, whatever, she probably ain't shit anyway. You feel me? But it was just the way all these motherfuckers ain't nothing. So I heard a black girl came in here, my mama got them dragging her. Bitch, you a dog. Bitch, you. Now, I done spaz on a motherfucker like that too. But it's like, after I didn't get my point across fast, and I'm falling the fuck back. Like,
right.
Yo, it's over with. You know what I'm talking about?
It's over with.
I mean, he pressed the gas on Shawty, bro.
I heard him.
Damn. I mean, like, I'm like, yo, he make her feel lower and lower. And you know what I was thinking about the whole time? I was like, I bet you the motherfucking cracker that's out in that goddamn booth, Harold and whoever the fuck, I don't racist motherfucker listen to that shit laughing. Like, yeah, you keep dragging that motherfucker. You feel me? Keep dragging that motherfucking nigga bitch. Ooh, he tell us he ain't up with dogs. But guess what? With a white lady came through. Niggas ain't talking talking like that, bro. They might be talking. They might say some sleep. They might suffer. They gotta throw shit on them. They might say that, right? But they ain't gonna drag that motherfucker like that, bro.
Yeah, I heard him.
Motherfuckers not doing it like that. White girl, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, that's a snow bunny right there. It's a mentality thing, my nigga. Motherfuckers, it's a mentality thing. He had a shit go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The reason I said that is because of this right here. He don't even know, ain't gonna see the wrong in that. And a lot of people that think like him, not gonna see the wrong in that. But this the shit right here. It ain't really about a wrong or right thing. It's about a genetically inherited type of shit. You feel me?
Right.
You genetically, your body is programmed to mash that sister out. Go against that. I mean, mash.
I didn't like it, be honest with you.
I didn't either, bro.
I was insist about that.
I didn't either, bro. That's why I'm speaking on it. You feel me?
Right.
So basically,
incensed, back to the story.
So that's what they started doing. So when they started releasing them prisoners over here, and they started getting over the ladies prisoners now. You know what I'm saying? Women prisoners too. You feel me? These are all the gangsters, the rogues, the thieves, the rapists, the child molesters. These are all these motherfuckers. And they let them over here. And guess what? They running this shit. These ain't no dumb people now. Keep in mind, these people that been with them too.
Hey, boy, I'm talking about this. Not dumb. And listen. And now what they're doing. But listen though, they so smart in what they're doing, Bless, is that they let criminals come over here. They took over the land in a criminal fashion.
Right.
And let criminals come over here and inhabit the land and run the land and build this empire.
Lock us up and say we criminals.
Right. And lock us up and then turn around and try to start applying laws arbitrarily to us in a discriminatory manner, in an unequal way, applying it to us. And holding us in bunches, and now trying to make themselves seem like they're holier than thou by trying to claim everybody else's criminals.
Right, and this is shit they doing themselves. They killing blacks, killing innocent motherfuckers.
Killing, I'm talking about the government. Man, they did it with is killing people every day.
It was killing them motherfuckers.
Man. Let's not say the police killed somebody because the police is the government. So this, but the government killed four people today.
What he was telling about one of the homies and shit.
That's how we have to look at this.
One of the homies, they had a brown Caprice. Poli locked him up. He had a well-known Caprice with the rims on it. I mean, it was everybody know that car. You feel me? Everybody know that's his car. Lock him up for some old bullshit. Pull him over for some bullshit. Lock him up while his car is in pound. Later that night, they got into the car when he killed some Crips inside of that car. Put the car back in the pound. Release his ass the next morning. What you think happened, bro?
Wow.
This is the shit that been going on. This going on in Chicago with the GDs and the Vice Stores and the Stone. This is going anything dealing with blacks. This is going on with the Black Panthers and the US organization. All of this been going on, bro.
Wow.
These people been doing this. This ain't nothing new. They have to do that because we too powerful. We get together. They know, so they keep us fucked up.
Listen, they keep us in a state of despair at all times. The black as a whole over here in America, in the wilderness of North America over here, they have us. They have, even though, now let me say this right here, because there's a lot of people that can listen on to what we're talking about and can say that what we're doing is casting the blame. First of all, we are putting blame where it's supposed to be at, first of all, and we're speaking fact. Secondly, we're not saying that we don't have no opportunity. We're saying that the opportunity that we are able to garner if we can get, is a disadvantaged opportunity.
It's what's given to us. The only opportunity we got is the opportunity they give us.
Right, the opportunity that they give us. And when they do give it to us, it's a disadvantaged opportunity.
Right.
It's not a equal opportunity, as they say.
It ain't never gonna be an equal opportunity because them people always about goddamn making sure they race on top. That's the bottom line. It's a race thing.
It's a race thing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's about their race being on top. Period. If check this out. If a mother like, well, it ain't about that. Let's say some white rich motherfuckers like, oh, it ain't okay. If it ain't about that, why don't y'all do this? Put black people all on top. See, they try to trick us with Obama. That's nothing. That nigga ain't running this shit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was, it's so, and it's a lot of deep shit that I can get super, super deep in that shit too. Hit you with some shit they did that coincided by what they did by doing that. But that's some other shit. So, you understand what I'm saying? So, Obama, You understand what I'm saying? Like, well, like basically, they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna say, okay, we're gonna put just to show y'all people that we look. Check this out. Just to show y'all people that we so equal. Just so y'all can really see this shit and feel it, because I know, because we do understand why y'all saying what y'all saying, because the way y'all being treated. So we gonna show y'all once and for all that we all are equal. We gonna have black president. We gonna let all the blacks be in all the Congress and all. We gonna let black and we gonna. They not, come on, stop it. Not doing all that. They not doing it. People be thinking, oh, the Democrat man, you got man. The black probably make up about. Black probably make up the ones that actually that's actually in the real. I'm not even talking about the ones who voting for the Democrats, like the people. I'm talking about the motherfuckers who are the Democrats. Man, 90% of the motherfuckers is white. So it's like, I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with black, man. We get caught up in the politics now. We get caught up in the trickology that they put in black and white, bro. And certain words and shit that they say, they use street knowledge. So, all right, back to the story, right? So, they come over here. They got the land, smashing Indians out, doing what they doing to them. Boom, 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 boom. Bam. All right. They got blacks over here. Blacks are slaves and shit now. So, what the first thing a motherfucker do what the first thing you do when you get into your house? When you get a new house, the first thing you're going to do? You're going to start putting furniture in that motherfucker. Start cleaning it up, putting furniture in there, setting things in order, putting things in place where it need to be at. And what's suiting for you though? Whatever the fuck you feel look good, or however you feel it look good, you put it in order. And it was doing this with the law and everything. Keep in mind, these are not dumb people that came over here. These are some of the same motherfuckers, Britain, England, and Irish. How you got a lot of people? You know how you got a white people like, oh, my family is Irish. Oh, all of them the same motherfucking people. You understand what I'm saying? So. A lot of the motherfuckers that came over here, some of them been politicians. That probably just did some type of scam, stole a bunch of gold coins or some fucking shit. You know what I mean? Did some shit, some scam, and then got hit with the prison. When they released, it ain't like they said, okay, we're gonna release all the prisoners over here who got 10 years or better. Man, they were releasing, they were black motherfuckers come over here who had a week left. You feel me?
Right.
They ain't give a fuck. So you gotta keep in mind, there's certain motherfuckers in there who got a week left. Then these probably people that really was working in some high places with them shits. So they ain't let no dummies. They let motherfuckers came over here who knew about scholarly and shit. And not only that, they brought some of the, they gave them some of their blacks. Cause they got a lot of blacks over there in Africa that know about all the medicine, all the this. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause they still got them too. They running the land. Blacks work for them. The smartest motherfucker, you probably can create some shit. Nigga, you so got, these people got you so goddamn scared. Nigga, you probably can create some type of medicine and wipe out 20,000 of them. You feel me?
Yeah.
But they got you so fucking scared, you just ain't doing it. So they even got some of these type of people they let come over here with them. Motherfuckers who know about the land, motherfuckers. Look at the black dude they had that brought from Africa who built the fucking White House. He designed the White House. Black man built the White House. You understand what I'm saying? Why they ain't do it?
Right.
Why they ain't build the White House? If, you know what I mean? If they got all this money, and you all, why you ain't, motherfucker, why you ain't design this shit? Because you don't know it. You don't get a motherfucking plumber to come in your, you don't get a motherfucking plumber to come in your room and plumb on your damn toilet if you don't know what the fuck he doing. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't gonna do it because you don't know what you're doing. You gonna get somebody else. He might be a, man, I don't fuck with a white people, man. He a white plumber. You don't give a fuck what he is. That nigga can get the job done.
Right.
That's what, you know what I mean? So it's like, all this shit evident. Railroads, all that. Come on, man. We did that.
We built it. We built this whole empire.
Man, we did all that. You understand what I'm saying? And they use us.
And they use us as the largest consumer. We is the largest consumer. We consume over $80 billion annually. Right. Guaranteed.
Right.
And they laugh about it and call it a Black Friday and call it a laughing Saturday.
You already know.
Because they laughing all the way to the bank.
All the way to the fucking bank, bro. All the way to the bank. And see, this is the thing that they only thing they had to do is focus on the main thing, which they knew was the real power. Not even all the buildings. See, that's the power, but they focused on the main thing that controlled the power, which was this paperwork.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Black and white, words and religion. Those are two things, bro. Law and religion. Religion was just something they put out to instill fear in the people, man. And when people, check it out, when people fear God, and then you tie God in with your laws, bro,
You gonna fear the law too, my nigga.
Right. That's the trichnology.
That's the trichnology.
You tying God in with the law. You already, you know people gonna fear God.
Come on, you know what time it is, bro.
So you tie that in, you tie all that together and tie it in with the law. Come on, man. This is a blessed conversation on behalf of the people. The original people of the earth are to hear this and are to take heed when they hear these words. Especially the ones over here in the wilderness of North America, because when we recognize and realize, which I already do, and I know you do, because our eyes are wide open.
Most definitely.
But when they realize and recognize that the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence was never meant for black people.
Nope.
We was not even considered a part of it at the time. Because they was regarding us as chattel property,
right?
To be merchandise to be bought and sold. Right. We weren't even considered persons in the form of a citizen, or at least in the concept of a citizen, or as the people, I should say. How could we, when the document of the Constitution was being drafted, they said that it's reported that it was done in secrecy, in total secrecy, and so much secrecy. They said that the security fort, it was basically a fortress. It was fortified. It was so much security outside the doors that couldn't no man bust in there and try to take that document.
Oh yeah.
It was done in secrecy, and all of the participants that was inside that room was Caucasian, and the people, as they referred to inside of the document that they were creating, when they said the people, they was only referencing Caucasians.
Right. Hey, you hear me?
Yeah.
The shit that we building on is the most important thing that black people need to hear, period. More than religion, bro.
More than religion.
What we talking about right now
is because it's reality. But go ahead and explain why is it more than religion, because you got a lot of religious people who I respect, and I respect their culture of freedom now. You got to respect the person. If this was coming from a person's heartfelt belief, then you got to give significant consideration to that. But at the same time, we cannot allow fallacy or fantasy or, you know, something that's done been thrown out there as a belief system to control the reality of the matter. The reality of the matter is you can't deny the facts. And if we're talking about historical facts, then that is an empirical data. That information is very researchable and provable, so it need to be taken in consideration. I proceed, brother, and say how this conversation right here that we're building upon is more important than religion, brother, because that right there was a significant statement. I didn't never think you were going to say that. I didn't never think I would be a part of a conversation that could be said to be more important than religion, because I'm going to tell you, when we release this, when we publish this podcast right here, and the people hear this, then that right there can potentially go viral when you say this conversation right here is more important than religion. Please break it down how this more important religion.
All right. Like, for example, if I'm going to give you an example of what religion of fuck all that. I'm just giving an example of some real shit. I'm gonna use me as an example. Let's say if I'm trying to look around. Let's say if I had a car, alright? Let's say I got a doctor, Dr. Seuss. I'm reading this Dr. Seuss book. And all the stories in Dr. Seuss' book where they talk about the Grinch and all that, I believe in that. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the concept. Dr. Seuss, I can look at Dr. Seuss or whatever that animal was and that shit, the God, and the Grinch being the damn devil.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? The Grinch always trying to do something wrong or whatever, and this other character always doing something right. Whatever I feel in it. Those characters might can say certain things, and I might say, you know what? I apply that shit to my life, and it might actually make me be a better person. Live better, think better, walk better, do everything better. You know what I'm saying? Be healthy, wise, everything. This shit might actually make me a better person. But the thing that religion hides from us is the fact that it's not the thing that make us the better person. It's whatever we choose to let make us. It's whatever the fuck we choose to make us. It's us doing it.
Right.
It's us making each other feel what it is. Not this book. It's not this writing. It's not this person name. It's not even another person. How can any person, any book, and any writing be more important than your own self? It's impossible. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, because somebody said, "Where does this come from?" Well, I believe. Okay, well, who wrote this book? That's just like if I write a book. You know what I mean? Well, my book, one of the books I got coming out right now. I write a book, right? And do that mean it right? Do the shit I'm talking about, it mean that that's what it is because I write it? Let's say somebody, let's say if I existed 20,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Do that shit make it back right because I wrote it? What type of history can you do beyond me? Like, yo, can you find, how you know I'm telling the truth? Because I'm a man like you a man.
Indeed.
I'm a man like you a man. You feel me? I'm just the one that's showing you the way. How you know my way is the way to go? Hey, go though. My way might be the way to go. Your way might be the way to go. His way might be the way to go. His way might be the way. You know why? Because at the end of the day, everything boils down to this right here. Righteousness and unrighteousness. You have that in every motherfucking thing. So it all boils down to, no matter what it is, what religion, whatever it is, you got wrong. Even in street organization, you got wrong and you got right. You got protocols, you got rules and shit that you got to follow. Same shit. And if you follow those rules and this, that, and third, and do what you're supposed to do in the organization, guess what? Whether you claim GD, Crip, Vice Lord, Mickey Cobra, Blood, Stone, Paru, no matter what you claiming or representing, you can be a good person if you just follow what those rules saying. Because ain't none of these rules talking about actually just going to do some old treacherous shit. All the rules and all these organizations, all these walks of life, religion and all. Keep in mind, man, majority man, they do not create something that just got all evil in it. Devil motherfuckers do that. You know, motherfuckers, ain't too many motherfuckers just create something. So everything that man created with dealing with a religion or something organized, it always has something that's going to benefit them and make them better. Just like the damn the Europeans did when they came over here. See, these laws make them better because they're American citizens. These laws and shit make them better. You understand what I'm saying? It make them a better person. So they can believe in these laws like God, which a lot of them do. A lot of them do. Military, police, you know, the police be like, "I'm part of the brotherhood, I just love." They really believe in this shit like it's a religion. You understand what I'm saying? And they feel it make them better. Well, this shit do make y'all better. It give y'all fucking money. Y'all get all type of goddamn grants. Fuck a loan. Y'all ain't even got to pay it back. Y'all get all type of goddamn business loans. Not no small business loan. They get real business loans. You understand what I'm saying? They going to get loans for 20 bands, 100 bands and shit. Ain't get no small business loan. You going to get a little barbershop where you get a little $6,000-$7,000. You got to put the other little $3,000 or $4,000 with that. They giving them all real shit. So yeah, of course, that shit can help them too. So that's religion too. You know what I'm saying? That's religion too. So this is the reason why religion ain't really that important. What we talking about is more important than religion, because what we talking about is the shit, the thing that created religion.
Wow. Say that one more time.
Everything we talking about right now and been talking about probably the past hour is the thing that created religion, which is, because we get to the root and the source of it. What are we talking about? Who we talking about? At the end of the day, the root of this shit right here we talking about is people. All of these things we talking about is things that people are doing, and certain people are doing. It's still people. So the source of all of this is people. And what is people? Self. You know? So self is more important than religion.
Right. Right. Well, I tend to agree that this is a very, very important conversation. Extremely important conversation, because let me tell you, I was just dealing with the brother Thario across the hall yesterday about citizenship, right? And I said that, you know, the people, our people is out there fighting, struggling, striving to make sure the voter rights law is reinstated because he says about to expire. And, you know, United States Senator Cory Booker supposed to be proposing legislation to be able to get it to where it's the voting shall be absolute. See, every eligible citizen of the United States shall be duty bound to vote. You know why? Because it's a civic duty. It's a civic duty, just like serving on the jury. Let me ask you a couple questions. What's your understanding of the civic duty, Bless?
Of a civic duty?
Yeah. Like, is serving on the jury, would that be considered a civic duty?
Dog, it's at the end of the day, it's.
What's your, do you got a good understanding of civics?
I got a good understanding of people.
I'm talking about civics. I want to talk about something in particular right here because it's dealing with citizenship. And I'm telling you that the reason why, a large part of the reason why we are in the state, the status quo that we're in right now over here in America, whether or not it's the United States of America or whether or not we're on the land of America, the reason why we are in such a distressed state right now is because they have abused for years on end the political system. They have abused that political system to keep us in a servile state of existence, to keep the blacks or who they consider to be the minorities in a position of servitude or some type of form of slavery and oppression. And they have been able to do that through the laws, through the maintenance of power. And they have been able to maintain this power because they have not allowed the law to be applied equally. Reason why? Because they won't allow full participation. Every citizen of the United States is duty bound to participate in the election process. And I'm not talking about just the national elections. Every official election, every citizen of that jurisdiction, of that area, of that territory.
Check this out. Let me stop you real quick. All right. I got a note here. Let me find a note. Something. What you just said, I want to add something to that, right? Hold
up. Every citizen is going to be duty bound to vote. That'll ensure that all the people who vote will be very politically aware, because if you force to cast a vote, you're not going to want to vote for the wrong person. You're going to vote for the most qualified person in that position. So you're going to have to be aware of who's running for office.
Let me ask you something.
What's that?
Do you know about the voter's ID law?
I've heard about it. And I've read just a little bit about it. What's about it, though?
All right. Check this out. Voter's ID law.
I know that's a part of voter suppression, though. It's a voter suppression tactic.
It's basic racism.
Indeed.
I'm going to show you how. Let's say if we talking about things such as jury duty, like you were just saying, jury duty, black people voting and stuff like that. Let's say we talk about that, right? White people, anybody voting, black, white, anybody, all right? Citizens of the United States of American voters. Say that. You know what I mean? Of the government.
Right. Citizens of the United States voters.
Right. You say United States of America, you say United States voters.
Right. Hold on. You say citizens of the United States of America voters.
I'm going to say both of them because both of them mean the same. They, right. I'm talking about citizens of the United States and I'm talking about citizens of the United States registered voters.
Right.
I'm not talking about American citizen voters. I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Because we know now that really the only person that really considered American citizen is, only person to consider American citizen is like police, military, scientists, shit like that.
Wow.
You understand? So when we go down to the voters' ID law and everything, right? Voters have to show their ID before they can vote. Let me tell you why is racism. Because once you're showing your ID, once you vote, and your ID has information on it, it shows that what ethnic group you from. Whether you black, whether you white, whatever. So once they break it down to that, the ones, when they get in, the ones making the decision, when they behind the closed door and they getting up this decision and everything, right? they don't even consider a lot of the black people votes, bruh.
Wow.
They don't even consider they shit. You would think they consider the shit because everybody going to vote, they showing ID and they're like, oh, it's documented, I can look it up on this line. I'm going on this and I'm looking this up here. It don't fucking matter. Who computers and shit you using to go look it up on?
Wow.
If you saying Google or whatever, who on Google?
See, that voter ID is letting them know your racial heritage. And they
that voter ID not only letting them know what race you is letting you know, is also letting you know whether you are from a low income family, middle income family, a high class family, because your social security number and birth certificate, everything is tied into who you are, your name. These are matter of fact, when that started, I got a note on that too. I think that started in 1943 or some shit like that. 45 or some shit. The no, it was 1843, 1845. The Social Security and shit, ID and all that. All these things wasn't given just to make us. All these things given so they can track our ass. This is so they can track. If you got a dog, bro, you feel me? That's just like you put a track in your dog, or you put your name on your dog lease. So if your dog get lost, you can track the dog down. Some way, somehow. You understand what I'm saying? So right. That's all that shit is right there. That's that shit is just being able to. Is easier for us to do it. It's easier for them to do it that way than they basically coming out saying, "Okay, man, we got to go out today and go to this person's house and see who we already know who you with." Because they can just type buttons and shit now, just put certain numbers.
So you saying that's why they require? I mean, they would have saying that they require the voter ID to make sure. You know what I'm saying, people is not using dead people's information and all that there.
That's the technology.
That's the technology.
They want to make sure people ain't using dead people.
Right.
People named them.
That's the technology.
That's the technology, because you got to keep in mind, you cannot sell nobody a whole, lie or a whole negative without having a little bit of truth or a little bit of positive in it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So if you no matter how big or how small the positive, it don't matter. You just have to have enough that the people can see and say, okay, well, because people get so attached to that they forget the big picture. The big picture is they able to still control you niggas voting. So a lot of shit that we think we got free, like that, it's a trick knowledge, like they use when we got freed from slavery. These are the things they did when they freed black people from slavery. When they freed black people from slavery, first thing they did is soon the black people got freed from slavery, first thing they motherfucking did was they built prisons.
Built prisons.
Soon as
black
people, they built prisons.
I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln reportedly issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. They say the first prison penitentiary was built in 1864.
Right. And I think that was like in Philly or Connecticut, Pennsylvania or Connecticut, somewhere up in there.
I can't recall exactly where it was at, but I can tell you the following year, they built a trap encasement. And think about the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment actually encourages criminal convictions. It's an incentive for a conviction, because it says that neither involuntary servitude shall exist within the jurisdiction of the United States except upon those who have been duly convicted. Or something to that effect. I'm not you quoting it verbatim.
It means that it's legal for them to make you a slave and it's legal for them to make you work for free.
Right. Saying it's legal for them to make you a slave and legal for them to make you work free. And the incentive is to convict you. Because if you saying that there can't be no slavery or no involuntary servitude unless you have been duly convicted, then that would necessarily, that interest, there's a high interest in weighed in favor of you being convicted. In order to make you a slave.
Right.
In order to be able to get that free service.
Right.
From your commodity.
They still, which is your body. Keep in mind now. Remember what
black brother. What I tell you. Black sister.
They most definitely. Remember what I told you now. They
Your body is a commodity.
They can't give you a whole, they cannot give you a whole lie, man.
They can't give you a whole lie.
Not giving you some truth to it. Now check it out. Let's even get more physical and deeper with it. When you go to, when you go back to this American citizenship, all right? When you go back to that, not United States of American citizenship. We talk American citizenship. But at the end of the day, you even might hear them. This is how they'll trick you again. Here's another trick they use. They might say, well, you are an American citizen. And you might be like, well, see, the judge said this. Can you show it on paperwork? See what I'm saying? Because that's what they deal with. Can you can say a motherfucker did whatever. Can you show it on paperwork? Oh, I got it recorded. Okay. Is this card, this recording you got ain't really gonna hold up in court though, because you gotta go through certain procedures. You see how they use that shit, the paper shit?
Right.
You see how they use it? Oh, that ain't gonna hold up in court because you ain't did that in the presence of a lawyer or presence of a notary when you was recording this. And you ain't even had their consent to do. These are the legal games that they play.
Hey, Park.
So it's like you might hear motherfuckers say that got some power or position or something, say, even the president, no matter who the fuck it is, say, oh yeah, you an American citizen? Oh man, what they saying about this, that, man, I didn't know, ain't you an American citizen? Along with something they ain't, you know, what if not the press did, now the press is different ball game, you see what I'm saying? Press is different. But at the end of the day, it don't matter what motherfuckers say. It's what, remember, these laws and these paperwork and everything that they type up, that's their God. That's who's God to them. And God we trust on back of the dollar bill. That's their God. Their God is their laws and they rules, man. That's where they got all these little symbols and shit. The little, you get in the courtroom, you got the little white lady with the blindfold on with the scales and that, man. Come on, man. That's their shit. So at the end of the day, everything boils down to, whether you're voting, whether you're jury duty, whatever, no matter what it is, at the end of the day, it's on people. It's whatever the hell they set and make seem.
And brother, listen to me. Hey, D Blair, Paul Master Equality, listen. I ain't got like 4 more minutes on here before this segment right here ends. It don't allow you to do 60 minutes at a time.
All right, do your thing.
We running at 57 minutes. So we got exactly 3 minutes left. I want to be able to cap this off real quick. Not all the way off, but I just want to be able to respond what you're saying just now about the voting and about, you know, the laws and stuff. Now, think about it. When paying taxes, serving on a jury, serving in the military, these are all civic duties, civic responsibilities that you have. Right. Voting is a civic responsibility. Voting is a civic duty. You know what I'm saying? All of those other ones that I told you about, if you don't serve, if they summon you to sit on the jury, if you're eligible, if you're an elected voter, a registered voter, you can serve on the jury, right?
Right.
If they summon you to serve on that jury and you absolutely disregard that, you can be held in contempt of court and potentially put in prison or jailed for a certain amount of time. That's a penalty. All right. That same way, if you fail to pay taxes, you can be cited and be delinquent and be penalized, imprisonment, or however, for failing to pay taxes. If they require you to serve in the military and you refuse to serve in the military, they can punish you for that, inflict the punishment on you for that.
Let me ask you this. Let me say this. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to just say this one thing. If serving on jury duty was not helping them more than it was helping them, like if serving on the jury duty, they finding almost everybody not guilty. If serving on the jury duty was like that, would they let them be jury duties? Jury members?
I doubt it. But that's neither here nor there, because that's mainly criminal, right? The jurors sit in multiple cases. A lot more civil than criminal. Or it could be neck and neck. But we got like 1 minute left. But what I was saying was, and I don't even think I'm able to get it in. The point I'm trying to make is that they attach those penalties to those failed to comply because they want you to comply. They're coercing you into complying, right? They coerce you to pay taxes. They coerce you to to serve on the jury. They coerce you to participate in the military if they draft you, and they do so by the threat of penalty. And all those are civic duties. But guess what? Voting is a civic duty as well. But they're not going to penalize you for that. They're going to tell you, oh, you don't got to vote. Oh, it ain't nothing but a privilege. You ain't got to exercise that privilege. That's at your discretion. But that's not true. It's a duty as well. So it should be a penalty attached to that. But they don't want to attach a penalty because they don't want to incite you to vote. They don't want to compel you to vote. They don't want you to vote. They don't want you to participate. Because if you participate at that sit at that table, then you get to be a part of the one that elect the people. And they don't want you to be a part of that.